gospel that the church presents for us for our meditation and our attention on this Sunday is one that could very well be described as a self-identification of the church in our day. Now our Lord goes through the sower and the seed and where they fall, and for the most part, we see that as it is today in the world and in the church of today. Now, of course, the church of today is not in any way a reflection of the real church, of the mystical body of Christ. It is a very imperfect reflection. It is a reflection only of the people, of the men, of the bishops and others who are in charge. The seed falls everywhere but where it needs to fall. And it produces no fruit. And even where it does produce fruit, there are all kinds of troubles. And so it is a very perfect example of the church. It is like a mirror image of the church as it is today. And our Lord recalls the prophecy of the prophet Saint Isaiah. And you know, when you're speaking to people in a regular way about normal things, this is the same thing. So why would it not be about things that are really terribly important, as salvation is? As salvation, in which most people do not believe, or else they believe that they're already saved and they can do whatever they want and they're still going to be saved, which is totally not the teaching of the church. You shall hear but not understand. You shall look but not see. And Isaiah says, never see. It is almost eternally the deer in the headlights that one speaks, and the other person is just thinking about something else, who knows what. It may be good, it may be really evil, but they're not listening to what you say. They're not listening to what God says. They're not listening to what the perennial teaching of the church says. And I need not go into the particulars. Just open the internet, open a newspaper, a good Catholic paper, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And our Lord, through the prophet, says, gross is the heart of this people. Gross, which means fatty, full of fat, almost not able to beat. Especially not to beat with the heart of God, with the heart of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Gross is the heart of this people. They hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see and be saved. And that is really something. It's very tricky here, because our Lord himself says, I speak to them in parables because they do not see and hear and do not listen or understand. And he elsewhere says, they will not be told the whole truth until it is God's will, my will, the Father's will, the Holy Spirit's will to tell them. Because if they understood it, if they received it, then they would obey it and they would be saved. But they will not. And that is in the Gospels. Look throughout the Gospels. Several times our Lord speaks of this. And then he turns to them because, of course, they are the apostles. But not all of them. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. But not all of them. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and just people, those who were following the will of God in the Old Testament, long to see what you see. What is it? They long to see the Son of God made man, Jesus Christ. But they did not see it. It was not time. They were awaiting it, anticipating it, but they did not see it. It was not yet time. And to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Now you are hearing it. And those who come after the apostles, that is, we, are hearing it. But are we hearing it? Are we listening to it? Are we seeing it? So are we like the seed sown among thorns? Or are we the seed sown on rich soil? Each person can speak for himself or herself. And of course, we always particularly look to our Blessed Mother. Nay, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. She did hear the word of God. She did see God and the angels, St. Gabriel, and many other things that we do not yet know. So blessed is she. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.